Right, so let's start off with some rugby. Hollywood Bet Sharks coach John Plumtree believes the work continues despite securing top four in the United Rugby Championship. Now their 29-10 win over Ospreys last night at Kings Park Stadium solidified that spot. But coach Plum believes their job is now to put pressure on Glasgow, who are second on the table, and a point ahead of the Vodacom Bulls and the Durbanites, who are level on points.
Our mindset will be going full out against the Scarlets. We won't be holding back. We need the rugby. And, you know, we also want to put pressure on Glasgow, obviously. So that's 5 points tonight, and I'm proud of the ball. Yeah, so we're top four now. We've earned the right for a home crowd, and that's what we want, you know. So everyone comes back here in a couple of weeks.
In some football now, Orlando Pirates coach Mandla Ngigazi believes Kaizer Chiefs will be favourites to win in today's Nedbank Cup final at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Now, the sold-out affair kicks off at 3:30 this afternoon, with the two sides locking horns again after their league clash at the FNB Stadium 7 days ago. Coach Mandla, who was rather humble at the press conference this week, says they've got to be at their best.
Please allow me to make a small correction. We're not favourites. Being a favourite is very subjective. It depends on how you want to look at it. One, Chiefs were the last winners in a cup final that we played between both teams. Secondly, Chiefs are a well-rested team. If you look at how many games we have played 48 games. They have played 34 games. Chiefs had a whole week of preparation. So we don't want to fall into the fallacy of thinking we are favourites. We are not, but Kaizer Chiefs are.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery admits this afternoon's trip to Bournemouth is a must-win game if they want to qualify for the Champions League. Now, victory would take them level on points with fifth-place Chelsea in the Premier League.
Very important. Our objective is Europe. It's again to get Europe, to play next year again in Europe. We played the Champions League this year. And, of course, Europe has three possibilities: to play in Champions League, to play Europa League, or to play Conference League.
Villa will be without Yuri Tillemans at 6:30 this evening, who's missing due to a muscle injury. And then bouncing over to tennis to close, Carlos Alcaraz marked his return from injury as he eased to a second-round clay court victory over Dusan Lajovic, 6-3, 6-3 at the Italian Open yesterday. Alexander Zverev is also through to the third round in Rome after a straight set over Argentina's Camilo Ugo. American Coco Gauff and Alina Rybakina have also secured a third-round place. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.